Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And Nick Cannon's here.
We here.
Hey.
We feel like I'm on everything you do.
I know.
Like, we like you guys family are like for real. For real, for real.
Yeah. I love going on things with Nick. It's really fun.
You know, it's crazy though because I mean, doing this for so many years, but I feel like we used to, there was like some tension when we first, I mean, because you were like, when you
first,
you, and it was just like, you were intimidating in that sense because like, oh, you never know what Angie's going to say. And this was like years and
that's
years
when I was
ago.
That serious.
Yeah.
Was I was like, just talking about that because I think I didn't have like any form, I just would ask anything when I was that serious.
Yeah. So I get, now we really know each other and it's been years and years, but it's definitely like, it used to be scary to talk to you.
People said that. You know what's interesting though, Nick? I also feel like, but you've evolved as far as answering questions and you're not intimidated to answer anything. So it might be both of those things. Like I might still ask you stuff, but you're so good at answering stuff.
That was a warning.
Yeah. That's what I really think it is.
Yeah.
It's not me. Nah, you've changed.
I've changed.
A lot. Well, let's talk about it because we've been listening to Raw and B.
Yes.
We like the throwback aspect of like, there's a lot of songs on there that were nostalgic for us that you kind of flipped.
Well, that's the thing to me. And I always put it out there like this, like based off of what I was doing, I feel like there, especially for men, there was this whole void in R&B because there's no real, like all the ladies is killing it right now from her, Summer Walker, Jasmine Sullivan, Kehlani. Like they just got this like talking shit down packed and they saying how it feels and like the guys are like a little softer and they being all emo, which is cool. But it's like it ain't,
you're definitely not emo.
But where's the like where's the 12 plays, the Keith Sweats, the Jodeci's, like we the dudes ain't doing what they used
like
to do
Division.
In R&B. I love Division, but they're still like they got like gospel harmonies, which is all their talent level is crazy. But they not saying they not bringing like,
maybe like a
shit
Ty, maybe like a Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, he I mean, does he was, but like, where's the music saying I want to fuck the shit out you?
Let me see who does that.
Like
Raw and B.
But that's like because remember like R&B like used to be a sex symbol if you was like girls was. Like, I mean, because Chris
does
it.
You guys are like too sweet now.
Back in the day, the mixtape, you make the mixtapes with sex songs on it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those type of things. Like, you know, the shit Keep Sweating and your mama used to put on.
Keep Sweat was smooth about it, though. He wasn't
but
like...
But he was saying some... You may be young, but you're ready. Like, he
Chris
was saying
Brown
some wild
smooth about
shit.
His shit, too. And his sweet little voice, he'll sing some shit, but he'll really be talking some shit at the same time. Yeah. Like, he's good for that.
Because when you're singing, it sound good. Yeah. Like, Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what he, like, Guy, probably, Piece of My Love, he called her a dumb bitch in the first five seconds of the song.
Like, Next, you remember in Too Close, he's like, I feel a little poke coming. He's in the beginning of the song, he says, I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Oh, right. Shit. That's what, like, that's missing in R&B. So, as nasty nigga that
times
I am.
Have changed.
I said, let's go. Like, and people all in my, because obviously, Raw is a double entendre in that sense of, like, I'm being open and honest and fucking, but obviously, Raw is, like, you know, the reason why I got all these damn kids. So, it's like,
Kyle, I want to ask you about Raw. Yes. Okay. How do you decide when to use a condom and when not to?
I don't have sex with anyone that I don't think
to feel like you
that I need to be protected.
But what if a girl's like, we need a condom?
Then we need to step back and have a different kind of conversation.
Yeah, because why?
Again, I've been doing this a long time. When I was trying to fuck chicks after the show or I'm in the club looking, I ain't never met you before and I want to take you back to the hotel. Condoms all day long. Mm-hmm. I'm at a point in my life, I don't want to have pointless sex. This needs to be something. We need to reach a certain level emotionally, spiritually.
You out here making points, that right?
Yeah. But that's usually probably why it ends up in children, because I'm not interacting, I'm not engaging with anybody that I don't really have a true love and like I want to build something with.
Do you ever have sex with more than one woman in a day?
Yeah, that's probably gonna get me in trouble, but let's just say I have done that. I definitely have done
that.
I definitely have done that. I mean, and that again, in a lifestyle like mine, you got to be real respectful in that type of thing, because
yeah,
different time zone
at least.
Yeah, so. You gotta be like, but I'm a busy guy. Like I might be who I'm with
not
in the morning
busy.
Is different
yeah.
by I'm in a different city at night. You know what I'm saying? But in that sense, because what you don't want to be a nasty nigga. I was talking to Bill Bellamy about this because I was blaming How to Be a Player on probably. I was like, yo, you the reason why I am the way. Mm-hmm. If you watch that movie, it knocks down like seven joints in one day and doesn't take a shower once.
What if a woman did that?
Exactly. So for me, even I take a lot of that into consideration. So if it is going to be however we get down, I want to make sure that you feel safe, you feel comfortable, you don't feel like I'm lying to you. You may know where I just came from or not, but first of all, I don't like to have sex with anybody until we both shower.
Okay.
Because then that opens up the playing field.
I said that. Look, we had a whole conversation about this on here.
I mean,
shower.
People have a better time
too.
If we either get to shower or sit in the bath together.
I don't think
it
makes a difference.
But you got to think, because what a shower is going to do, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I got a chance to see him cleanse all the outside.
Oh, no, if he wants to take a shower, I don't think it's going to make a difference for me.
But I'm going to massage you. I'm going to kiss that. You're going to sit in front of me. I'm going to kiss the back of your neck. I'm going to do
but
all.
But why would I need a shower before that?
Because there's something sexy. Look at every R&B music video. Them niggas is in a shower.
It's raining.
But the shower could come at some point. But why before?
You want a nigga just to come in hard hat, just sweating and nasty.
No,
and just,
I don't
Nick,
know what he
a hard
wants
hat.
To do. I don't know what the man wants to do, but I don't.
You know,
I like
smell good. I like to smell good.
At the end of the day.
But see, I'm a type of nigga too, real talk. And maybe, you know, this is me getting in touch with my feminine side. Like, I gotta make sure, like, I gotta brush my teeth.
Yeah,
I want my mouth to taste good. Washing your mouth but not your pussy?
My pussy's always nice. Like, I could stick my finger inside my pussy at any point in time.
Do it.
When I'm not bleeding, and I stick it in my mouth, in my nose, all on my face. It's gonna be nice.
So, right after a game of basketball, you can do that.
I don't play basketball.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that. Right.
But, after walking up and down the
what
block
if it's hot
all day.
Out?
I mean, after you, let's say I worked out. I don't think there's ever a time where I will work out and not take a shower right after I'm done.
That's all I'm saying. It's
I wouldn't expect for that.
And
but I don't feel like let's say you go out on a date, right? And you know how you get ready before a
you
date.
You shower before
the
date.
You get really clean and you dress and you put everything on.
Yeah.
If I'm going to fuck after that date, I don't need to get in the shower.
So this is all I'm saying to me, a shower, especially for me, is part of the foreplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like, let me
so
undress you.
So you have to shower together.
Well, that's nice together. I'm into that.
But I didn't have time like that.
But that's part of it.
That's
like,
part
again,
of it.
You know what you're
part.
Saying? Like, let me undress like, you. Yeah. Let me, because then my confidence shoots through the room because I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't got no dingleberries and none of that wild
Do you have
shit.
Quiz? So you don't have quick, you don't have quickies?
But see, that's what I'm saying. If I do have
like,
the quickie,
I feel like
too,
I could, you could my man could
I got
bend
a sprinter.
Me over.
I done fucked all through the sprinter. Like,
I feel like my man could bend me over at any point
like
of the day,
the
and we're
bus.
Good to go.
I feel
he's
the
not
same
gonna
way.
Get a foul smell, a bad taste.
I feel
the same
way. Special, probably. Because
I'm not special.
No,
I keep my hygiene nice.
But there's some women that just based off of their diet or how is makeup. Some women
We've
definitely need to take a shower.
Do you shave and manscape?
God bless them.
See, you lucky. And yes, I do. But I would to answer your question, from my surveying, I believe there's about 80% of women that probably need assistance when it comes to female hygiene.
You got to have
this magnificent 20% that have no smell.
I think
and
I'm
it's
part
fresh.
Of the 2% because I definitely agree with
20. It's no, a 20.
I'm narrowing it down. But even because I'm at the top of that 20%.
And those are the keepers.
We up here with that.
Those are the keepers. Those are like, yo, fresh out, like, she came in the shower. It was amazing.
If I stick, if I could swirl around, like, it's going to be a nice taste and everything.
That's amazing, but that's not normal.
Well, it's normal
I think
for me.
It's normal.
If you eat a lot of fruits.
Trust me.
It's normal for women
but
like us.
But I guess men would know better than I would.
And this a is lot of thing. Women aren't aware of themselves.
And yeah, and maybe, you know,
you
present
this,
company
ladies?
Excluded. Men, we talk about this all the time. Do y'all know when y'all stinking up the room?
Like, I never stunk up a room.
Well, see, as I said, present company.
I already know that.
You see my shocked and appalled face?
But
that's the thing because
I have smelled
like,
people stink up the room.
And it's like, it'd be some of the most beautiful women. You'd be like, yo, how was, you're you. You got... You
now
got
I have
teams
a story
and
one right.
stylist.
This guy I know called me, told me he was having sex with a girl and the whole room smelled like sewage.
Yes.
That's what he said. He's terrible.
And but she be acting like she has no idea. I'm like, I cannot be the only one
but
that
it's like
smells
when you're at the zoo and the elephant smell, you get used to it. And then after a while, you don't smell it anymore.
Like, you don't. It's like the Martin joke when he be like, that's you. That's you. You don't smell that. Like, it's really like, I never want to embarrass anybody. Like, because I've been in long-term relationships with people that we had to sit down and be like, okay, we got to go figure this out. Mm-hmm. Like, and I want you to be the best you. Like, I'll go to the doctor with
not
you.
That's
but,
a doctor.
Nick, you
like,
might
situation.
Be giving girls bacteria vaginosis.
So let's talk that.
Let's
talk
just keep
because,
it real.
First of all, I read the comments. They say that to me all the time. And because of that,
it
and I'm not going
to
I'm going to go into my because I'm glad we're having this conversation because I'll be wanting to answer these people.
All right, let's hear it.
First of all, everybody knows that my lifestyle is pretty unorthodox. And part of that is because I probably every other week have to get blood work done based off of my lupus and all of that. And in those, when I'm getting those cultures and everything, I see doctors quite a bit.
Right.
Run it all. Make sure. And as we know, when it comes to BV, because that is a big thing.
It's very common.
But also there's a rumor that they feel like, oh, that men can't get it and all that. Like men
definitely
can get it.
Can you test for it?
Yes. And you carry it on and you can pass it on. And you can get this thing where it's actually, you can get BV technically like in your prostate.
It's up in there.
Like, yeah. And that's where you hold it. And that's how you're giving it to people. So because my doctors know, one, that I'm quite active in the sexual department, but also there's other things just within me when it comes to my blood and the lupus, everything that I got to be healthier than most.
Right.
So I'm making sure even the sexual partners, whereas multiple or not, everybody got to be on the same vibe because one bacteria to another bacteria, you can fuck some shit up.
And,
so I personally make sure that I'm one taking everything that I have to take to stay healthy.
Has the doctors ever been like, we need to talk, Nick, something just came back?
Never. That's what I mean. Shit, let me knock on some shit. But I'll keep it a stack with you like this because I'm up there in age, because it all goes like I have to get my prostate checked more than most men. Mm. So
how do they do that?
So you
this,
want
the shit is not fun. They are definitely, but in that it's very crazy because you can't have sex for like 48 to 72 hours before them because your
they
testosterone you get is so built up that it can make it look like there's something wrong.
Right.
So every time my doctor's like, yo, chill out for like 2 or 3 days and then come in and get it checked. And then like, I'm like, oh, I tried, but you know,
oh, come on,
the
man,
baby
mom,
I got to wait a couple more. Like, so I've had to do that a couple times.
Wait two
but
or three
to
days.
Make sure the levels are correct. I have done that. So that it's gotten scary in that point sometimes to be like, ooh, your levels are a little high. What's going on? But that also when your levels are too high, that's when you actually can pass on.
What about a urinary tract infection?
I've never had one of those, but I've known that's common though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And if you have a big dick, so you could give a girl.
Because girls, for women, you got to pee after sex.
That's so. UCI. So every time, and that, again, that's part of the process,
especially when he comes inside of you.
Mm-hmm. But again, going back to the BV conversation, knowingly, especially most of the time, because everybody that I engage with, don't have those issues.
Right.
But the first time around, when your first interaction, I couldn't have gave it to you if you came in.
Yeah,
it
if you smelling like
if
that.
If we just knocked, like, that's
that
you.
She brought from the one before you.
And honestly, that's going to make me reluctant to even engage.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, ooh. Because first of all, foreplay is going down beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I personally like to go down there and get face to face.
Okay.
If you let a girl get in the shower, she's hiding something from you. You could bypass something that you wouldn't have shared.
I'm not gonna lie.
If you would have went
like
right
being,
in after the date.
I don't like being outside and not taking a shower when I get inside because I feel like outside is dirty. Like, I go to work, I'm sitting.
But not when you do that date shower before a date.
Yeah, but you're also sitting on places that are germy. Like, I won't even get in my bed with, like, the clothes on from outside. I feel like I gotta take my clothes off.
I know so many women like that.
I really feel like that.
Women will not let me get in their bed unless I get in the shower.
I definitely won't let you. Do not put your bag on the bed. Do not sit on the bed.
That's outside.
Do not wear your shoes in the house.
If I'm in a good, like, if we have, like, if we're kissing in the car and we're, like, going upstairs and, like, we could go. We could go.
But see, how about you? Like, we can fuck in the car.
That's what I'm saying. We could go.
But if you have an option to shower, I would take that option.
In the car.
And I like it because it's part of the process.
I would take that option.
It makes me feel clean.
It sounds good, you know? Like, you know, we could go from kissing in the car to kissing in the shower and make it nice.
But this is the thing.
I just don't think it's necessary.
As a pleaser, I want that first time. I want to fucking blow your mind. Because then now I got you.
Right.
But so if I don't get to set it up how I want to set it up.
See, women
are
opposite.
If it's just a quickie on the first one, you're like, oh, that was just.
See, men go all out the first time. And we want to make sure we don't go all out. That's
on
what
the
I
first
think.
Time, really?
Yeah, because women are like, I don't want to do everything because I don't want him to, like.
We've had this conversation before, and I disagree.
Nah, you need to give me. I need to know what it is.
I'm not saying that I'm pulling out all of my tricks, but I'm not holding back.
So, Nick, you're pulling out all your tricks the first time.
Absolutely.
See? I'm not necessarily trying to pull out all my tricks, but if
I'm
feel like doing something,
come,
I'm not.
Squirt,
if something
come again,
comes in my mind, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, let me not do this.
I feel like that first time is the best time when you're excited and you're doing everything. It's not a quick. It's everything.
The honeymoon.
You
like,
know? Yes.
I want to blow your mind the first time.
But if a woman does too much. Getting out the shower and getting in again.
The first time. Like, okay. Let's just say she does, like.
First time is the best.
All kind of things. Let's say she eats your booty. She do.
See, I don't want that. I'm good.
Or she attempts to.
Anything won't behind the balls, like, stay away from.
But won't you feel like, not even the taint?
No.
In between?
I don't balls forward.
But like, let's say she tries to do all of that. Right?
Right. She's trying to impress me.
Yeah, she's trying to impress you. Don't you feel like the first time just him having sex with you was enough for him to be kind of like, this is amazing?
Again, I'm a different type of bird. I'm a pleaser. So in that, the sex, I'm rating it based off of how crazy you go. Like if you're not screaming, if you're not letting it all happen, then I'm like, ooh, she's holding back, therefore that sex was whack. If you shaking and convulsing, and whether it's theatrics or not, I need you to be going crazy because then that builds up my ego, makes me feel like, yo, I just fucking put it down. I'm then going to try harder and then that's going to be a great
night.
See,
I feel like the first time I have sex with somebody, I'm not all the way comfortable yet because it's the first time.
Absolutely.
So I'll be like a little nervous still, but I enjoy that nervousness part of it. Because I'm not, like, all the way, like, I don't know everything you like. You don't know everything I like yet.
Right.
And so it takes a little bit of time.
And that's
so I feel
what
like the first time, the fun is that it's the first time.
Well, see, there, and then let's get spiritual for a moment. Like, if you fuck with somebody on the first time and it's amazing, that's because there's a spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. If you got to build up into it and you got to find it, okay, now I know what you like. You know what I like.
That's
but
forced.
If that first time, that's...
I feel like
that's
this,
the
Akashic first
shit
time,
was working right.
If the first time isn't fireworks, you might not get a second time. It's a big, big, big chance you're not going to get a second time.
But I feel like the first time, I don't need you to do too much for it to be amazing because I'm already like nervous and excited that it's the first time.
Yeah. But that's okay. And again,
I get that.
You guys can share how you want to share, but because obviously when a man is aroused, he's hard. I, from my knowledge, I know how aroused you are by how wet you are.
Right.
And that's before I'm even in there.
That's a good sign.
So, but that's what I'm saying. So like, if I'm down there, my face, and it's not crazy wet, then it's like, damn, I didn't do what I need to do and before I even stick the dick in. Like, it's like, so.
You'd be surprised how many men
how did I get here? I'm here too fast.
Don't know that.
Yeah. See, like, nah, like, I'm not trying to go in if it's not, if it's not right.
Well, let's talk about some of these songs.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. You have a song, My Pimpin' with Rick Ross, and you talk about the ladies all sucking on your dick. Like, it's delicious. You think that's because of your diet?
It is. You got, first of all, I'm fruit every morning. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't really eat a lot of bullshit. So, a lot of pineapple, a lot of peaches, a lot of those type of things that I've been told.
That's good advice.
That makes your semen easily digestible.
Because I always feel like I taste like water. I can't suck nobody's dick that eats pork.
Me either.
Dude, it tastes like pork. Yeah.
I don't know, but I just feel like if you're eating like bacon and ham, I'm like, I don't know.
So one of the things that I take daily, and this is actually going back to, you know, hygiene wise, I take oregano oil. Like,
me
it's
too.
It's like nature's natural antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
COVID, whatever, like it. Mm-hmm. I don't drink coffee. That shit wake you the fuck up every morning. Mm-hmm. But some women's system, if they're not used to it, can't take your oregano. And like I was told, like my sperm was starting to taste like oregano because it goes through.
It's
so
very strong.
I had to chill out on the oregano oil because it made it like spicy. Like,
do you take it with a carrier oil?
I go straight like just
to, see, that's probably why.
Yeah,
I dilute mine with the black seed oil.
Yeah, see, yeah. I think like I take black seed too. Yeah.
So put it in the black seed oil as a carrier oil that might help.
But see, like, because I would, especially like when, you know, I was having like lupus flare-ups, I would take it every day.
Right.
Now I take it like every other day, and it's like it's a better balance.
So does a woman's diet matter to you?
100%. Like I said, I've been to the doctor with women, and because I'm like, I know you clean. I live with you. I know everything is right. And then it's still the doctor like, no, it's because you're eating this, and it's stuff that you don't know that actually can make
That's what I was gonna ask you if you want your sex partners to go to the doctor.
100%. I'm that type.
Because you say you like raw sex.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. So right. I need to know the paperwork. I need to know everything. Because I'm not just having sex with random people.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I need to know you. You need to know me. And, you know, even when I was even out there even more, it's like, yo, we got to present this paperwork before we even know.
Paperwork.
I need to know what's. And luckily, I mean, I've never contracted an
STD. Nick, I got to ask you about a story we saw.
Okay.
It says you have 3 babies on the way. Is that true or false?
Well, when you say on the way.
You know what?
God damn it, Nick.
What count you at? Let's just put it
on
this
the way. They're
on
not
the
here
way.
Yet.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then they
come. So the stork is on the way.
The stork has the package?
Yes, there's
that damn
celibacy. I don't know. It could be, you know. This is what I said. If you thought the numbers I put up in 2021 was...
Wait till you see what happens in 2021.
There's a lot of kids last year.
Oh, my God. What happened with this whole therapy, the celibacy?
So you were right there. Okay, I'm glad I get to talk about this. So, obviously, I did my therapist when I was starting my show and stuff had told me I needed to chill out. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, yo, let's try celibacy.
Right.
And that was, like, October...
January.
No, I didn't even make it to January. I was supposed to go. That was the whole thing. I was supposed to make it to the top of the year. But then obviously I would start going through some stuff with, you know, just I got depressed, like with the loss of my son and stuff. So in December, and the thing is, because everybody saw I was so down.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's like, let me just give him a little vagina. Right. And that's no. gonna cure
it all. I know what makes him feel better.
And that's what, and I fell victim to it because I was in a weak state. So December, especially right before Christmas, I started fucking like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it like, so I broke the celibacy, but I was probably celibate for probably like a month and a half strong. I mean, you were there. I was trying to do it.
Yeah.
I had a new show, new energy. I was dealing with
a
lot.
He said I was there. Like, so, I was every day like, don't you do it, Nick.
So October 22. So around the holidays, we should expecting some
all these September, some October babies to be dropped on the way.
Let me ask you this. Y'all are pretty good at math.
No, because, you know, they always say that's a popular month because people have sex during the holidays.
Yeah.
And so, okay, have you ever thought you had a baby and it turned out not to be yours?
Hmm. Okay, I got a great. I don't even have time to tell this story, but we're here. It was my high school sweetheart, right? I'll tell the whole story. I'm popping, you know, from where I came from, I'm popping. I'm, you know, 19, 20 years old. Rover. I got a Range Rover, all that.
Briefly.
I got a new crib and all of that stuff. And the girl that I went to school with was from the hood, was in love with her. She comes to the house. She's mind blown. Boom. We have sex. She's like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, wait, what?
That's impossible.
Wait, what? She's like, I know how fertile I am. I can't really. I'm like,
don't be a menace.
Whatever. Yo, literally, not even a month later,
she really was pregnant.
Pregnant. And I'm like, and I'm trying, this is at a time, I'm about to be 21 years old. I'm like, yo, I'm not ready for a child. Right. I was going to church every day. I was like, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, respectfully, I was like, whatever you want to do, I support it.
Right.
I'm not, but. It would be difficult for me to have a child right now, but if this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing.
You were back with your mom.
I was still on Nickelodeon. I was like, how am I going to explain this to Nickelodeon? I had a baby on the way. But over the next couple months or whatever, I was like, all right, I'm ready for the kid. And I remember going to church and I was like, Lord, I don't know if you could get me out of this. I promise I'm going to be celibate. We're not going to do the abortion thing or none of that. But whatever, work your miracles and your magic. And then unfortunately, it was crazy. Right, like a week later, you know, because she was in college and I would go to her dorm and it was a tough night. And she was like, I miscarried. I was like, damn. Yes. And then, see your ass.
You were like, are you there, guys?
And I was like, but soon as like, I had made this covenant with God, but I was back out in the streets soon.
Lord.
And then literally 2 days later, she's like, I'm still pregnant. And I was like, all right, God, you playing with me. So she was pregnant with twins. And she was like, yo, now I got to be on bed rest for the rest of the pregnancy. She's on bed rest. So I said, long story short, I'll never forget this day. I was in London filming. And she gives me a call. And she's like, yo, wildest thing. You know what I mean? This is the craziest day of my life. She was like, you know, I woke up, you know, bleeding, which is unfortunate. Planes flying into buildings. This is the worst day ever. I'm like, I'm in London. Planes flying into buildings. It was 9/11. And that's how, like, she's the one that told me. Mm-hmm. And then I was in London. It was the middle of the day. And it was still. And she told me on 9/11 that she miscarried the second.
The twins.
So, story even gets crazier. I mean, we still cool. So
she called back, like, I'm still pregnant.
Yo, so June, I'm back. I think I was on the road or something. June, I call her. And she was like, yeah, so it's been a while. I talked to you a minute. Like, so I'm about to have his baby. I'm like, wait. Like, what the fuck do you mean you're about to have his baby? She literally had a baby.
Got pregnant right after.
Right after that last mix with her dude, who was like her dude she was in a relationship with.
Oh, you were the side piece?
I was the side piece. Okay. Because I was popping. Yeah, I was in Hollywood. Yeah. She was still living in San Diego, all of that stuff. So, or going to school. So by that time, she had a baby, like, literally the same time that our baby would have been born, maybe like a month off. And probably for the first, two or three years, I was looking, like, luckily the little girl looked just like her daddy. Like,
right. But you was like, are you
light,
sure?
Light eyes. Like this. But I treated that little girl like it was like, you know, my daughter. And like, even I see pictures now, like, she's like damn near like 20 now. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just.
Don't you do it, Nick.
Silly. No, but in that sense, it was like, to me, everybody, because during that time, my mama was like, that ain't your baby. Like, she was never pregnant in the first. How you going to be have a miscarriage and all of a sudden pregnant? Like, and nobody believed her story because it was so crazy.
Right.
And then the fact that she had a baby
right
immediately after that. So that's probably the closest thing I ever had where somebody was, but I treated that little, because, you know, for, I don't know where they were. I treated her like that was my daughter until her pop stepped
up. Get tests, like, are you like, okay, let me at least make sure? I would be offended if somebody was like,
I'm gonna be honest, people always tell me to. Everybody that says they're pregnant by me, I'm like, I believe, like, right, them. I mean, because hopefully they're not having sex with anybody else. I mean, at least that's what we've discussed, and mm-hmm. I don't take any of them to be liars. If there's somebody that I feel like, ooh, we probably got to figure this out. But luckily, like, every child I've had comes out looking just like me.
Look, so. Just like you. Now, I want to talk about love languages, Nick.
Ooh,
and okay. I want to ask you what your love language is.
All right.
And so, you know, this all was developed by a writer, Gary Chapman.
100%.
Right? Five love languages.
Yeah, I know about it. back of my hand.
Okay, I'm asking you this because you said that you only give these girls Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I don't believe that.
That's rap bravado.
Okay,
in that sense.
Yeah, I definitely don't believe that. So the love language is for people listening: gifts, quality time,
words of affirmation,
acts of service, words of affirmation, and physical touch. Yes. What's Nick Cannon's love?
So language? I got two. I'm definitely, because I have trust issues. So words of affirmation is my first. Like, I need that. I need you to tell me you love me. I need to be told that, because otherwise my insecurities are going to kick in. And then I would say acts of service, but not in the sense of like, I need you to do stuff for me, but service in the space of servitude, to where that I know you got my back. You are there for me. Like, if I ever need to call on somebody, you're going to hold me down. So it's that whole, so it's that acts of service. Like, I don't need you to actually service me, but I need the servitude of like, again, that goes back to the insecurities. Like, I know I could pick up the phone and call Angela at any time, and I could cry in front of her. I could do this. Like, she's going to be there for me. So those are probably my two. I don't need the quality time, because it's hard for my time.
You
know,
you don't need no physical touch.
I don't. I'm a cuddler and all that, but I can, if I'm like, that would probably be number three. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not. I don't.
They said
need
the people that end up being single and the most are people who require quality time as their love language.
Yeah, see, that's not me, because I know I can't give that. Busy. Right, it's hard for me. Like, that's my biggest issue with everybody I'm involved with, is like, I don't physically have the time to what, you know, most people deserve. So if any, so that's why I try to big up every, if it's gifts, whatever you need. Like, if it's physical touch, if it's great sex, I'm trying to blow your mind. If it's words of affirmation, I'm gonna tell you I love you. But quality time, that's my biggest downfall.
Has there ever been a time that you felt like you didn't perform well in bed?
100%. I'm dealing with some shit right now where, like, I feel like it's, and this is, I'll bring it to y'all with these damn toys. So
we have something for you.
So I've expanded my horizon a little bit.
With toys. You're not jealous.
I'm angry at toys.
Okay.
Because this is why I'm gonna tell you. This is something I'm currently dealing with. So when, obviously, like you said, the first time you have sex, right? Mm-hmm. It's usually butterflies, it's honeymoon. It's probably going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Now that's the bar we trying to hit every time. And usually hopefully she's going to come on that first time because emotions are high. Mm-hmm. Now y'all doing it all the time. And depending on how long it takes, you might, it's you 75% she's coming. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes, well, for whatever reason, boom. Then now we're familiar with each other. You know, I don't have as much time as you would like. That's probably pissing you off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So now you got your toy, and your toy kicks in. And when I'm out of town, you're going crazy with that joint.
Like,
so then
doing?
By
what's
the time
noise?
I get back home,
you desensitized.
Like, yo, what happened to the honeymoon? Say, what happened? Like, yo, now you asking me to bring the toy with? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I remember now. Granted, there have been some women that, oh, okay, this is, you only use it to, okay, I get, but don't, we used to have amazing sex, but now that you have allowed this substitute to come in.
Substitute.
Now I can, when I'm back.
Can men compete with the toy?
No.
No.
Like, let's keep it a stack. That shit, like, you put that thing in.
Men can't make you feel the way the toy makes you feel.
But the toy also does not make you feel
the way
a man
makes you feel.
Yeah, I can't cut off.
I need a body. I need.
See, what I've learned, the toy can't make you squirt.
I need.
The toy can't.
Definitely can make you squirt.
There's toys that can make you squirt. Yeah. For sure.
See, I'm talking about sitting on the clit.
Definitely have that one in the shower.
Because to me, like, the squirt, I got to get in there. Like, see, I'm
not. So, like, the suction ones.
The pocket rocket, regular pocket. Pocket rocket from back in the day that you put a AAA battery in it or whatever, a AA battery. That makes me squirt. I always had to put a towel down every time with just the vibrating.
You're placing that on your clit?
From the clit,
Interesting, because I just know based off of, I mean, that's her clitoral game is crazy, because I know when I have to make girls squirt, it's internal.
Have you ever used a toy?
Hell no.
We have something for you.
This girl asked me to put on this little vibrating ring.
The cock ring. Yeah, the cock ring.
Fuck all that.
You try
first
you don't
of all,
have a
cut off my
you,
circulation.
But
that's what makes you stay high.
It's vibrating me. I don't want to vibrate. Like, what the fuck am I
so
vibrating
for? Weird.
Oh, great.
So, this is our girl, Romy Chase. She was up here. But this is her vagina.
Oh, that's a pocket penis?
No, a pocket vagina. Yeah. So that's
it's
for you.
It's called a stroker.
Yeah, it's a stroker. So maybe one day you might need
Wait,
this.
So I could fuck this.
You can fuck that. Okay.
It's so, like a little masturbation assistant. Do you masturbate?
No, you
put all the
sex in
there.
You can get as wet as you want it with as much lube as you want.
I don't need to, but like if like those times like in the shower.
You definitely don't need to.
Yeah, like in the shower. Like, but it's all part of like the routine. Cause
that's
it's also,
waterproof.
Like you ever watched The Wolf of Wall Street?
You know Nick is Savage. He opening it now.
Mm-hmm. I want to see.
I never really got to see it.
I
want to
see too. Like we've had so many of them and I've never seen it.
Here you go.
What's in there?
Maybe he's open.
This is quite heavy.
Oh, that's the back. Open the other side.
That's the anus?
Oh,
it's back. He opened the wrong side. Nick, you do anal?
No.
It looks pretty.
Absolutely not.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Who knows?
Are you sure that's the wrong side?
Let me see.
Gigi, you do it.
Look, because I'm the sex toy.
Yeah, she's the sex toy expert here. It might have been that side. No.
Y'all think that was the right side?
It had
no,
to
it's
be.
Not.
I'm about to say,
it's
how you stick your dick in that?
Because ain't no dick fitting in it. And the front of it really looks like that.
Nick, I got to ask you something, too. Yes. Do you purposely put your print on TV?
Oh.
No! This.
Oh my God.
Keep it real, Nick.
I'm gonna keep it.
Oh, there you go.
You know, the first person who told me that I had... like that I was exposing myself was Heidi Klum on
how embarrassing
was on America's Got Talent, and I didn't know
we mean talent.
I got an America's Got Talent story.
Yeah, because like think about it, like first of all, tailored and tapered suits just started coming. Before niggas used to wear these baggy ass
Steve Harvey suits. Yes.
So then probably like, you know, close to 10 years ago, I started getting my joints tapered and slimmed up. So I'm on America's Got Talent. And then like, this is like literally Mel B and Heidi Klum. They're like, what? I'm like, what are y'all talking? That's live TV. And I'm like, what? Like, and then she's like, you're doing that on purpose. Why are you so excited? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I was like,
you was giving male sweatpants.
Oh, so and that, so ever since then, if you ever watch me on television, I keep my phone in my pocket. And people are like, why do you have your phone in your pocket? Like, because if I didn't have
you
my
gonna be
phone
looking
in
at my dick
will be in my pocket.
So that's just when it's
all right, now get back to your stroker.
Let me tell you my America's Got Talent story while you're looking at your stroker. So it doesn't involve your penis, I promise. So back in 2009, you guys were in Atlanta, and I was a part of that pole dancing crew from Magic City.
Oh, yeah.
I was like the Beyonce of that crew, the Snack Pack.
Okay.
So yeah, so we didn't know that they set up an interview personally with you like first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
We came in the afternoon and you were already gone. That was back in 2009, yeah. So we were so fucking bummed that we like blew our chance with
you.
And we felt so bad that we didn't show up. So I want to formally apologize that we had no idea until later on the afternoon that they had set up that interview with you. Yeah.
Good. Y'all should have won. Y'all could have took it off.
We could have. Yeah, we could have.
So what do you think, Nick?
How does it feel?
This her shit.
Yeah, it's like a silicone mold.
It's small.
It looks nice.
Yeah,
it's silicone.
No, I'm just saying like that's.
Are you gonna put your finger in it, Angela?
It looks like a nice fat pussy.
Like it tucks.
Angela, is that what you do?
Yo, you cannot do that to somebody's
vagina. Angela, that's not how you treat
vagina. I've never done that.
Don't do Romy Chase like that.
You put like lube that heats up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't see myself
I got all the tricks.
Like, I can't see myself doing that.
I can see you doing it.
I just like just. I'll just get to my hand is fine.
Right.
All right. We got a little game we want to play with you now.
Let's do it.
It's called Nick's Dick. Okay.
And so like it's gonna get me in trouble.
It's kind of like you gotta answer these questions, but from the perspective of your penis. All right. All right. One-on-one or threesome.
Intrigued.
What do you prefer?
One-on-one or threesome?
Mm-hmm.
This is your dick answering.
Yeah.
This is Nick's dick.
Nick.
I'm gonna say. So heart is not involved in this. It's just a dick.
Yeah.
Threesomes. All day.
Okay. All right. Brand new pussy or throwback pussy?
Speaking from the dick. throwback.
Okay, we believe it.
Because I know what it is, right?
Yeah, it's familiar.
Daddy's home. All right. First class, private. Or coach?
Private.
Damn, you fly the ladies private?
Those are some of the best Mile High experiences I've ever had. I've had a couple of like international Mile High experiences. Like it's harder to get around. I had a stewardess in a bathroom one time.
Oh.
That was down on a commercial.
How did
red
that
eye.
Even happen?
Well, first of all, everybody's intrigued by the Mile High Club.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And I am.
I've done it?
No, but I want to be there.
Because the only thing about private is like, oh, you probably know it's going to go down. And you mm-hmm. can close the lights, bed back. You could do that. But if there's something about the allure and the fascination of getting caught and all this type of mm-hmm. stuff.
The taboo.
So I never, it was this, it was crazy. It was a stewardess from I'm always on the red eye from like LA to New York. So you usually see a lot of the same people.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're like, welcome back, Nick.
She was bad. You know what I mean? She worked for Delta.
Okay.
And Delta be having some joints. like, because most of them be from Atlanta.
And they change the uniforms.
So the first flight, she was like flirting with me. And I'm like, okay, hey, whatever. It's cool. And then when getting off, she's like, I hope to see you again. I was like, yeah, next time I see you again, maybe we can, because I sleep a lot. I was like, next time I can be awake. She's like, if you awake, I'll make it worth your while. And this is getting off the plane. And I'm thinking like, you know,
that's why I'd be taking so long to get the nuts.
So exactly. So then when I seen her probably like a month later, same flight. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is going to make it worth my while. She's like, if you want to.
You stayed up.
And I was like, ooh. Then it was like the whole time. So I, you know, stayed up probably two and a half hours in. Everybody sleep. The lights is off. She's sitting there like on her phone. You could see the light where they be sitting by the door. She's sitting there on her phone. And then I get up to go to the bathroom. And then so everybody sleeps. So we just talking. Honestly, then the conversation of have you ever had sex on a plane comes up and the whole worth your while and everybody's knocked out. We went in the bathroom, knocked it down. It was tight than a motherfucker.
I was about to say, that's the one thing about
it. It was very fast.
It was quick. You know, she definitely
and it
shower.
Was protected.
Yeah. Oh, you used a condom?
Good for
you.
I didn't know her.
Mile High protected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's like
so you travel with condoms?
Yeah. I keep Magnums in my toiletry bag.
Okay. Ew. All right. Just check it.
I hate Magnums.
Me too.
Clearly.
But there's no other kind to use.
IRX has a double XL. You can get them online.
Like, I even Mac, they break. Like, this day you...
They stink.
They stink. That's the only odor that I smell in sex.
It's a Magnum. That's the worst smell.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm.
Nick's dick. All a right. woman who is inexperienced and can't take the penis. Or one who has a healthy roster and she done it all.
Inexperienced, can't take the penis.
Really?
My ego. Like, because then I feel like now you just gave me a
but
clean
slate. But she can't
slate.
Turn you out.
You're right. Men love holes.
First
men
of all.
Men love holes.
No, no, we do, but holes also make us feel a way. There's nothing like an innocent good girl who like, ooh, I can't take all of that. And then I was like, it's going to take a while. Give us a couple of weeks or a month, and then I can turn you into that.
Okay.
But if you already that, then it's like.
Do you be believing that shit, though? Like, do you sometimes think girls are lying?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have trust issues. I think they're lying all the time. But I can also tell when, you know, just physically, like, so it don't, it like, you know, when you hitting some shit that she ain't never had hit before.
Yeah. Where do you think your trust issues come from?
Ooh, probably a lot from, you know, having a unorthodox upbringing. I mean, my parents were teenagers when they had me. So we grew up together. My grandmother was the matriarch. So, you know, just... That's probably where it started. And then I got my heart broken mad. I was a hopeless romantic as a kid. I remember the first heartbreak I ever had.
It was the third grade?
Eighth grade. No, it was this chick. I thought her name was Ebony. Ebony was about 5'6". I was like 4'11".
Yeah.
Bad. She had the little fan. Remember the fan? Like
the ponytail?
Ponytail with the fan. She was bad. Little roller bang.
Oh, yeah. The pink sponge roller.
She had to lean up against the locker for me to kiss. And I was standing between her legs and shit. And she took a different bus home and I would be writing love poems to her and shit, bringing her flowers and shit. And I remember this asshole dude, he was a ninth grader at the other school. He was like, yo, you be right doing all that shit for Ebony and she be giving all that shit away on the bus and in the hood for free.
I'm like, shit.
I'm like, fuck, I love it. And broke my fucking heart. I thought this was the one. Like, and she was fucking all the high school niggas. Like, they was like,
aww.
And I was like, not my Ebony. Like, what happened?
That's where I started.
And never said, like, but ever time and time, even in this industry, girl, like, they break my heart.
Really? You don't feel like you break their hearts too?
Nah, because that's, to me, I was like, oh, you know, it's a secret society. All I ask
all
is trust.
All we ask is trust.
Like, can't, like that. Like, if you a hoe, I salute you. I'm a hoe too. Like, you do
this together.
Make sure we clean.
We
like,
hoeing.
I'm good with that. But don't pretend. Don't pretend to be a good girl and then I gotta find out you're a hoe. Or I gotta walk into a room
what
and niggas
hoe,
just snickering at me. You just giving your pussy to anybody.
To
at
anybody.
Any time.
That just sounds ridiculous though. Anybody?
Yo,
you'd be surprised.
But what about, can you be a reformed hoe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, you could definitely. I mean, look, God changes us all. Like, I believe you go through stages because your sex drive is your sex drive. And whether you choose to share that with multiple people or you got one person that you rocking with, there's some people that are just highly sexual. Like, I understand I'm a highly sexual type of person.
You think you're an addict?
No, my therapist said I'm not a sex addict. I'm a love addict. I'm a pleaser. Aww. I'm an over pleaser.
Okay.
I want people to love me. That's my issue. Because I don't, because again, the celibacy
you
has shown that I could withstand.
You're like, it was 1 month.
The longest I've been celibate was 9 months.
Man with your dick.
Just calm down. It was 1 month.
But I'm just saying, I'm not like, I don't like, ooh, I'm going to have to fuck something tonight. Like, right. That's not going through my mind. Like, I'm too busy for that. Like,
right.
But I do, when I'm in it, I want to have sex multiple times that night with that person. So I'm in it because I want to please that person. I want this experience to be great.
Ooh, you know what I want to ask you? I've never asked a guy this before. So did your dick have to catch up with you? Like, you know, was it really small at a point when you were younger?
And I'm going to keep it a stack. I just learned that I'm supposedly packing or whatever like that. Because I'm never really seen other people's dicks.
You don't watch porn?
Not really, not like that. But I'm not measuring dicks if I ever see it. So I'm thinking I'm good. Like, you know, like I said, being a kid, I probably was like, my first sexual experience was like 13. So, and I was a little dude.
How tall are you now?
6 foot, 6'1". I'll take 6 foot. I was small though, all through high school. I was like 5'2", 5'3". So in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm probably a little guy. Like, I don't have giant hands or I always had like, my feet were big, but I was always a little dude. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is what I got to work with. I'm cool. What it?
And
then,
all along you was a tripod.
But then I'm like, I'm not, are these girls lying? Cause they like talking like, oh,
he's so huge. Yeah, Dick Cannon.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was told, I don't know how true this is, because like it's all about how you work it or what you do. Like, I was told probably because I was quite sexual and probably, you know, in touch with myself as a young man quite a bit.
He was
like,
tugging it.
That helps with how
the pleasure is produced.
Yeah.
So you think masturbating makes your dick grow?
I've heard that. Really? If you start, there's
you know how many guys about to be masturbating after this episode?
This is why I believe that's a true thing, Angela.
Tug it.
Because if you think about it, they have practice, like how when people guys want to get their dick long, they like have these things that pull
stretch
it
them out.
It stretches it out for
awful.
A long period of time, and that's how you're supposed to get. So if I'm stretching it out since age 11 and 12,
he was going in. I'm going in every
that
night.
That might have been how, you know. I don't know, but. I guess it did catch up with me.
I've said this before on the show. I feel like the way a guy masturbates, it shapes his dick. And like, if you masturbate and you're pulling it up,
dudes
your dick.
Like
yes. If
like
you do it like this,
yourself.
Or you do a foot to yourself. Yeah, guys will, they come and come on themselves.
On their stomachs.
Disgusting.
Yeah. You've seen that before,
I've seen it,
right?
For sure.
Like, if you,
really?
I'm telling you, or if you, like, if you see a guy and his dick is
or
a little to the
leg.
Side, it's
that's
probably because he's pulling
you know,
that it
that
way.
A lot of sense.
Do you have a curve?
If you, you master,
huh?
You said.
You have a curve?
Got a little curve.
Yeah, we see.
Yeah,
it.
You said that you masturbate. Part of your
look,
routine
like,
is you masturbate in the shower.
Look, you saw it.
Yeah.
So do you feel like your dick goes the way that you masturbate?
See, I feel like personally, because if it curves this way, I probably often pull it the other way. But,
right.
But,
to straighten it out.
Yeah, because I'm not doing
so
that.
So it goes this way, guys.
It's to the left.
To the left.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying because it's not one of them. Or it's not. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So,
yeah.
No.
That makes sense.
Back to the music, right? Raw and B.
Yes, please.
So Jessica White is on the cover.
She oh, we
is.
Love Jessica.
Yeah, so she's been on lip service, right? Has she?
No.
She needs. She is.
Yeah. We should
we
have Jessica.
We need to have both of us on here together.
That would be dope.
Volunteer, why not? Okay, shit. Let's do it.
We can get that table up here again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll,
I don't know.
No, because. So, when does this air?
Tuesday.
So, I guess, can I talk about it? Okay, so, yeah, by Tuesday, we should probably be already out there. So she directed. Not only is she,
I saw that it's,
she's the creative director for the project. Mm-hmm. So she did the artwork and everything for the tape, but she also directed the video, which was actually a short film. And
nice.
You guys are actually in it. So this is what happened. We're gonna talk to Jessica's story, and then we're gonna get to what there's a short film, and she's brilliant. She found this foreign film from like the 60s or something. She was like, I need to remake this with you because I came out with that song, Jessica. It was a remix to this dude named Ty Money from Chicago. Dope ass rapper. He had a song about cocaine called Jessica. And he was my man. I was like, yo, I don't sell cocaine, but I know a bunch of Jessicas. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to jump on there and you talk about cocaine. I'm going to talk about Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica was actually in the studio when I was recording. She thought the shit was cute and sweet and all that shit. So I'm thinking, oh, we good. I don't put the record out, but I'm talking about sapiosexuals and that, you know, like just firehead and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is the type of Jessica I know.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I probably weren't on the same page months later, not seeing each other, but I still put the song out.
Mm-hmm.
The song comes out and she's livid. She goes on the Breakfast Club, does a bunch of interviews and say I'm disrespecting her. And rightly so, because I'm saying like if she thought it was directly about
and
her.
And people would think that anyway.
She's a supermodel, cover girl, Maybelline, Victoria's Secret. Yeah, so I'm like, and I'm sitting here without her permission talking about how amazing she is in bed. I could see why that would be upsetting. So I did apologize for that. But I'm like, you knew about this.
You
song.
Was there.
But I'm going to let you have this. Go ahead and shit on me all in the media and all that stuff. Because we weren't seeing eye to eye, but always been like close friends. So eventually time prevails and we become cool. She's like, I need to get you back. And I was like, all right, what are you going to do? I was like, well, I got a project coming out. I'll let you tell your side of the story through art as well. And so she wrote, directed, and produced this video that is quite, let's just say at the end, I'm not able to have children anymore.
Oh, damn. she cut it off.
Yeah, it's all there. We shot it a few years ago, but it's something if you saw it on OnlyFans or something like that, it'd be.
That's Jessica's, I really love her. Like genuinely.
She's so in touch with herself.
Yeah,
she's so,
that's my Gemini sister, and she's definitely an amazing soul, and she's very like creative and in touch with herself and her femininity. So I can imagine like if you allowed her to have that creative control what she produced.
It feels like she always has your back.
That's
too.
What I was gonna
she
say.
Loves you unconditionally for sure.
And I feel like I need to give her that same amount of respect because because I never really engage in the he say, she say. And sometimes she's so outspoken or say something on her IG. And I would be in agreement with her, but I don't do that on IG. Mm-hmm. So I don't get an opportunity to talk about how dope she is or to have her back or to say, damn, to have a woman hold you down like that, even though all of the other crazy shit I'm doing, I value
that. We've had plenty of heart-to-heart conversations about you, and she always has the best things to say about you.
I appreciate and thank her for that, back. For always for being sure. That's so solid. That's acts of servitude.
Mm-hmm. It feels like no women really have bad things to say about you.
Because I try to be open and honest. I just try to be, I'm not a bullshitter. I don't want to like.
Right. And that's really all we want.
Yeah.
Just like, let me know what I'm getting myself involved in. Yeah. If you got me on some bullshit and I'm blindly not aware of it, then now you playing me. But if you got me on some bullshit that I agree to, we in this together.
And that's how I get down. Like, yo, if we going to both open be on bullshit. Some whole shit.
We both want some bullshit.
Yeah, like we on some whole shit. Let's be on some whole shit. Like,
so you don't mind when women that you're with are with other men?
Absolutely. As long as I know.
Because
then like, if I know you fucking mad dudes, I'm like, all right, we should probably use a condom, and you know what I mean. Like, just give me.
But you won't even have sex with somebody because you don't use condoms. Yeah,
but it's different because it's like there's plenty of chicks whether they work in the club or I come in town and I've known you for 10 years. Oh yeah, let's link up. But I'm gonna make sure we take the proper precautions. I'm probably not gonna see you again for another 6 months.
Or what if she has a man? Does that matter to you?
I like that. I'm Captain Side nigga. I'd rather because then
that stress on you. You ain't got to worry about you being in my hands.
You know what's crazy? crazy. Women are more honest with they side nigga than they are with the nigga they actually with. Because the side nigga knows the playing field. He knows that you got a man at home.
Well, men, I would say the same thing too. With their side chicks, they're more honest.
Mm-hmm. That's why
everybody
sure.
is, because the side person knows more than mm-hmm. the actual.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you have that's to hide why it. I'm more trusting with the person I'm a side with, because I know you keeping it a stack with me. We keeping our secret from your nigga.
Nick, we got to do a part two. I know you got other stuff to do, because Sean's standing up like, well, okay.
Because I need y'all. Nah, we going to keep going, because I need y'all to dissect this this Raw and B explicit tape. There's explicit tape too.
All right,
but
you have a song with Jacquees since we're talking about that, right?
Yes.
So now if you're with it's somebody and let's
whatever
just...
we got to do after this, fuck that. This is good.
So let's just say you're with somebody and, like, you know, your little brother, your little bro is with her after you. Can you still go back?
Oh, it's happened so many times. So the scenario with me and Jacquees in the song.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Well, no, it's actually, the first person I wanted to do this record with was Chris.
Oh, shoot.
But he and I already have.
You got a different song,
we got a
right?
different song, but that's been my little brother literally since he was 15, and literally my little brother in this industry. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know what it is. Maybe y'all can answer this question for me. But I feel like there's probably like a half a dozen dudes in this industry that every woman like gravitates towards.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we've had to create.
I won't name them, but we know who they are.
Yes, we do.
We've had to create an alliance amongst guys. And luckily, I'm a little older than some of those dudes, so I usually sometimes get to it first or been around.
Yeah, you're definitely one of the.
So,
you're the list.
So I'm like, we've had to talk and be like, dude, my guy, like, she was just with me and now she was. And so you got to take emotions out of it. And because I'm like, yo, I'm never going to get in an argument or have beef with Chris over no chicks.
Right.
So... by then, and whoever.
But
the
what
other,
are the rules? Like, if it was somebody that was his real ex,
I don't ever dabble in somebody I knew somebody was in love
like
with.
A real relationship.
I just feel like, you know, artists to models to industry ratios, it's a small.
It's
circle.
Like high school. Mm-hmm. It's high school.
Yeah, it really we is. End up all
dating in ninth grade. Now that I'm a senior, you probably dating her now. Like,
right. it's the cool kids table in the cafeteria.
So it's okay for Chris Brown to get with Ebony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody got with Ebony. Everybody's like Ebony Jill.
Bye, Ebony.
But it's just certain people that, you know, so in that scenario, it's like, yeah, your little bro. The question is even in the song. I'm like, yo, out of all these niggas, you gonna fuck my little bro?
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't hating though, because that's my little bro.
But damn.
I hate it though, because that's my little bro. Like, I almost expected more from you. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to what we were saying about, I just want women to value their pussy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't value your pussy more than
know
you do.
Know your worth, girl.
So if you a type that's like, no, this is only for you, that's high value. You my queen. I'm gonna treat you differently than the woman that's like, oh, this pussy for everybody.
Do we think that guys don't value their dicks though?
We do.
Don't.
Absolutely
don't.
We do think that they don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
It sounds like, because
there's sometimes
do.
You look at a guy and you be like, he fucked her. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe that's beneath
please,
me.
Please, I could mm-hmm. be in love with a guy, because love, like, everything about him. And then I see he fucks with some bum.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes you,
bro.
But can I say this?
And now I'm totally turned off. Yep. I can't even be around mm-hmm. him.
But can I say this? And I think we said this before, and this is just in defense of all men. If you had the option to take your finger and stick it in someone else's mouth, or have someone stick their finger in your mouth, which one would you choose?
Put my finger in their mouth.
Because,
I get it.
Exactly, because this is an external thing.
No, that's why
in my
women,
mouth.
I agree.
So women, you guys are internal. I don't want nothing. Like, so that's where you have to value who you are.
No, I've said that on this show so many times.
Like, so that means we don't
I
care.
I feel like guys get
off.
Guys get
off.
Good, put
it's
it in
not a finger.
Else.
But I feel like guys get more of a whole pack than women because a man actually
we
has
are,
to answer us, and that's a
think
lie.
About this. Somebody else just brilliantly told
I've
me this.
So many
it's like if you got a key,
show.
Right, and this key can open up every lock. That's a master key. If your lock can accept every key, that's a fucked up lock.
Yeah, it's defaulty.
That lock don't work.
That lock don't work.
I'd rather have a master key than a lock that everybody can open with any key.
I don't know, because I just look at certain guys, like, once I know you done did some shit, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to look at you different.
Me too.
I'm going to be like,
no,
but we don't think, we think what I did.
I could look at a guy like he's God, and then I see his baby mom's is, it's over.
But that was, he probably wasn't a God when he got with it.
But you think that you'll ever be like, okay, I'm done with this. Like when you get older, you'll be like, I'm done with all, you know, these models and actresses.
Because I feel like I'm going to live this lifestyle for the rest of my life. And I'm very comfortable with it. I probably have better platonic friendships with women than mm-hmm. I do. I know we all going to get old and unattractive eventually. You know what I mean? And I still want to be cool with the people that I'm like, yo, let's just go to the movies or come over to the house.
Because who can you live with? Like, don't, like, what do you, you live at every house? You know what I'm saying?
I live at every house. I like being by myself more than anything. Like, so like I value being
I feel like alone. You don't like being by yourself.
I like my space. I like, ooh, we can do this and then I'm gonna leave.
Or damn.
That's like,
you don't even, you can have a crib. I'm gonna go.
Cause I got another crib that I can go to.
But I actually, when I'm at peace, when I'm internal, like when I'm meditating, I'm in my own sanctuary.
So I have a question. When it comes to you openly being with all of these different women, do you tend to find that you get something different out of each one?
100%.
Right? It's a different personality. It's a different relationship. It's a different feel.
There's
a different environment.
There's nothing the same.
Right.
There's nothing the same. It's like, it's a spiritual connection. If you understand spirituality, mm-hmm. you're going to be aligned and in tune with people at a certain different levels, whatever. They're like, sometimes my heart chakra could be calling out for somebody who has just as passionate in their heart. But sometimes somebody's sex game is crazier. Intellectually, this person stimulates me.
So why are women, do you guys think, are so put down upon when they feel the same way? Like, I have these multiple men and it's because I get different things out of each of them, but then she's a whore.
See, I don't feel that way. I just want to be on the same page.
Right.
I have women in my life that are dealing with most, like I said, I'm the side nigga to most of the relationships.
Has a guy ever hit you up and been like, what you doing with my chick?
100%.
Everybody, I gotta prove
what
my
do you
love.
Say? Are you honest or do you just ignore it?
I'm like, my dude, like, I don't have no problems with you. I understand where you at with it, but your beef ain't with me.
It's, right.
I don't try to holler at your girl. Like, I don't do that. I don't go holler at chicks who have, mm-hmm. I'm not a chaser. Like, that's probably another reason why I'm able to live the lifestyle that I'm able to live, because I don't chase. Like, so you kind of know what you getting when you rock with me. So
yeah, we know.
So, but you're mm-hmm. pursuing me. So in that sense, it's like, this is what it is. So
how does a girl get you? Like, if she's pursuing you, what are some things that work?
Oh, like you said, all my love languages. It's basically letting me know. Like,
I'm here for you.
Yeah, talking and really those words of affirmation, trying to holler at me. Like, I love it when a woman's like, this is what I want. This is what I need. And that's usually like whether she in a relationship or whatever a scenario is. And it probably usually like there's somebody I was just recently dealing with that actually came at me. I'm like, you got all these kids and all this. I'm like, but why are you hitting me up? Why are we talking about this? Like, I'm not talking about your personal life. And she was just so fascinated. And I was like, oh, I get it. You wanna understand.
An experience.
You wanna see what it
is.
And so
she
went from being like damn near my enemy and hating on me and like talking shit about me online to like,
sucking your dick.
Yeah. So you like that thrill of like winning it over and
100%. Because like that, like if anything, that's where I get value. That's where my ego is failed. It's like, yo, I proved you wrong. Like you said you didn't want no parts of this one. Really.
And now my dick is in your mouth.
that's usually that to
do
me.
Do you talk shit like during sex?
Nah, I'm not a shit talker.
No, okay. I don't see that.
I'm focused.
He's too much of a pleaser and a lover.
Yeah.
He's
unless see, that's crazy. Like if that's what you want. I'm not in my zone when I'm doing like if you want me to be like smacking you and talking shit and spitting in your mouth like
hey, I'm not
that dude. I can do it. I can turn it on, but like I can be aggressive. I like picking chicks up and like I like doing.
We saw on the cover of Rocky.
but I'm a sensual dude. I'd rather like
make love
slowly get you to where you need to get to. I'm not that crazy aggressive fucking dude, but
and you gotta build up to the aggressive stuff. You can't just come out
just
with
jump
it.
In, like,
yeah. Smack somebody.
You can't just smack me first. Smacking isn't foreplay. Okay,
choking a thing like because I feel like
no, it comes with the passion.
It comes along
like that. Yeah. Comes with a lot with a grab and a
because you could choke too much.
Right.
Like,
But you know how to use your power.
You're not supposed to be in it like,
just enough.
It comes with,
so it's part of the passion. Because like, I'm a biter. Like, I like the bite.
Even that. That's part of the passion.
All right. So I'll bite you before I choke you.
Bite you where?
I'm a vampire. Mm-hmm. I'm biting you everywhere.
Not on the pussy.
Yeah. Why not?
No.
Ouch.
No, that's not. You gotta know how to bite.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, not a chomp. A nibble.
I like saying.
Yeah, like, especially if her clit is exposed.
But I like getting bite. I like getting bite everywhere. I like getting bit on my back, on my neck.
You like to get your clit.
I call that the open flower.
But you
got my pussy too, but not like, like the way you think it.
Even like, if I know where it is.
Not a Rottweiler bite.
No, like a little teeth is nice. It's nice.
And I'll show you that. Ooh, I know what to do with this.
You like to get your dick nibbled on?
No.
Okay.
Don't, there should be no teeth on the dick.
No, I'm just saying, because last week, you know,
we had someone here.
Yeah, he said he liked his dick nibbled on. Yeah,
he not bit.
He said nibbled.
Lightly.
You know what I don't like? Like, is
your balls?
That's weird. That area is weird.
But
I'm just saying, too much spit.
Like, during head?
That's
sloppy toppy, no?
You don't want the bed wet under you?
That's
it, feels
so nasty.
Like swampy.
You just cringe.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And the fact, because when a girl like really trying to go crazy, or she trying to prove a point that she could, and she start like
just spitting, and it's like mucus.
Like,
it's disgusting.
I can't even look at you.
Like, she's
like,
God
damn it. I gotta put my head up, because if you got mucus on my dick, it's going soft.
What about vomit?
We gotta time out. Let's clean up the floor. Like, we can't keep going after you done choke, because it's happened.
What's the craziest thing a girl's ever asked you to do?
Asked me to do?
Yeah, that you didn't do.
I mean, that's like, if you asked me like to pee on him and shit like that. Ooh. I've never done that. Like,
you liked it?
No.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't. But it was. It's usually like four. Like, it was a girl. She was from Brazil. She was like, "Do you want me?" I'm like,
"Oh, foreign girl,
pee on me." You're like, "I don't have to pee right now."
Yeah, that was. That's probably the craziest thing that I didn't do. Like, I'm not gonna pee on you.
Okay.
And then it was in the shower too. She's like, "We're in the shower." I'm like, "I'm not gonna pee on you."
I wonder why
she was warming you up.
Because you want me. I'm definitely not gonna pee on my bed. Like,
was the water cold?
When in the shower?
Yeah.
No, shower water.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe she wanted it was cold.
She wanted the warm stream on her ass.
Yeah, nah. Why? What's the craziest thing for you?
That somebody's asked me to do.
And you said, nah. See, y'all spit be blowing their, my mind when I be watching.
Spit in their
the
mouth.
Show.
I don't really like to.
I don't like
nobody spitting in my mouth, and I don't want to spit in anyone's mouth.
I'm cool with some spit.
I like spit in my mouth.
Yeah,
especially
I don't
really
like that.
Oh man, bubble spit.
If a man was like, "Oh, spit in my mouth," I'm gonna be like, "Oh,
it has to be like
really."
It has to be like the person I'm in love with. Like, it has to be like a passion.
I don't want nobody to spit in my mouth.
But I mean, we already kissing and
it's
just like,
because they got
it's not that.
It's like,
yeah, it's like a
my mouth dries up if somebody says that.
Like a triple. It's like a triple. Yeah, it's like a triple of what's already.
It's not thick spit.
Yeah, it's not that white bubbly spit. It's just like drool.
Like, I love kissing, but if it's not a kissing, you like, that's, don't spit on my, that's disrespectful to
the
dick.
Yeah, girls do be spitting
like,
on.
Like, don't disrespect my dick by spitting on my dick. Like,
some guys don't even want you to do that. I mean, you could start it if your mouth is dry and everything is dry, you know, moistened up. But swallow that shit back. Swallow it back up so it's not falling.
I can't.
You're not as freaky as we thought you were.
I just don't want, I'm with
everything. You don't want everything wet there.
Yeah, I don't want just spit.
I can tell by the way he cringe that
that's
the whole,
you know,
like,
it's like he can feel it, it's creeping him out.
Back there to be
like, he keeps a
washcloth
next to
him. Exactly. I don't want no parts of that.
Well, like, Nick, I am gonna let you finish doing what you gotta do for the day, because you are gonna come back.
I got you know, another romance novel coming out that we gotta talk about, that me and Tracy Brown are putting together.
Okay.
I got the explicit tape too, and I gotta just say this, I mean, I challenge any male R&B artist out there, I got the hottest R&B project of 2022. I know Chris is coming, so I can only say this for so much longer, but right. I got Brandy, Chris, I got Jacquees, Kay Michelle, like, there's no Rick Ross, Fo2Duck, there's nobody who got a hotter
project.
What's
our favorite song on there? We were talking about, you like the Chris Brown song.
I like
song,
the Chris Brown song.
Okay.
I do. That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, I like the Chris Brown
Fuck
song.
Me So
At
Incredible.
At first, we thought you was going to get married again, but then you.
I mean, there's hope. You know what? Did you guys listen to the first? Did you guys listen to Player's Prayer?
That's yes, we did at the very beginning.
Because people been coming at me, but what I did. Summer Walker's last song was Ciara's Prayer. She had Ciara come and pray. And I was moved by that. I was like, yo, I see women. That's if you want your Russell Wilson, that's what you got to do. So I was like, but we got to pray too. So I started mine off. Same prayer, but just from a player's perspective. And I think it's not sacrilegious, but.
She can't take this penis. Jesus.
It's kind of how it goes. I think that's a great place to end.
Kind of.
Thank you for the gift. I'm probably not gonna fuck this.
Try it. Just try
Please
it.
Try it. You just pull it off.
Yeah. It won't spin on
it,
you.
It looks pretty.
They ain't got no brown ones.
That's what I didn't want to say it, but it looks like a very white.
You know, there's
you
a
like
difference.
All shades. Nick.
I do, but you know, based off of ethnicities and women, there is definitely a difference in vagina.
Is there? What do you think? The difference?
It's placement a lot of times. I feel like black women and even the most of because black women have curves, natural curves. So I feel like their vagina is placed better. God put it in a better spot. Position.
So you think they square easier?
Can they what?
Square easier?
No, but that to me, I mean, I don't know. I believe other ethnicities, especially white women, probably square easier because I feel like black women have a lot more. Like they thighs and ass.
Fleshier.
So like a smaller frame, they're probably more white. Their vagina's more out there. Like it's like you can feel the bones.
Okay.
Where a black woman is like softer and like, I don't know. Just based on, and again, a lot of it's probably the shape because I mean, especially now because everybody's mixed and stuff. But I've noticed like even from.
We know
Latin
you know from
women,
the song "Got Hoes."
It's just, but black women tend to be curvier, so it's a lot. It's a lot more to enjoy.
So you feel like there's a big difference between black women's and Latin women's.
Well, it depends because I consider Latin, like a Puerto Rican, a Dominican one. That's still a black woman.
Yeah, because you just mentioned.
But
Latin,
I'm thinking
that's
if we're going like
asked.
If
I'm
we're
like,
going like Mexican or even El Salvadorian. Or
those
something.
Are the South Americans.
Yeah, though they're kind of closer to like. Like the Caucasian. European, okay. Caucasian women, but
and
like Dominican, Puerto Rican,
yeah,
those are black,
those
feel
are black,
like black women.
Yeah. Are there things you feel like you could be doing, Nick, to be better in bed?
100%. I'm at this. I'm practicing daily. Like, I'm in this. It's a sport
said, I'm
for me.
Listen, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, okay. See, my Dr. Laura Berman, she's taught, I didn't know men have Kegels. Do you know that?
Yes.
So
what?
I do Kegel practice every day.
I knew that.
He's doing it right now.
So what do you do?
Literally. So why did I look?
So, nah, you do. You like, it's.
He squeezed that hole.
It's like, you know when you got to hold your pee? And you do that, like that's your Kegel
so
muscle.
That's how we do it.
So now, if you can control your Kegel muscle, you can control your orgasm. And you can internalize your
fire.
Orgasm. So
that's
even
how
you can have an orgasm, but you don't.
Week?
The sperm doesn't come out internalize, and you can stay hard, and then you keep going on. That's tantric.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I do that, but see, at the same time, though, because of these fucking toys, like now,
fucking up everything.
Like now, I've learned that. See, I used to think the clit was just the little
it's a wishbone.
It's the wishbone. So now I'm learning to figure out how to stimulate the whole labia type of
There's
vibe.
There's this pinch thing that's pretty cool.
I'm learning. I'll be
Look
studying
this.
I'll be read books on
it.
This shit. Mm-hmm. This is my sport. This is what I do. I got to do it.
Well, we can't wait for the part two.
Trying to be
of
the
this.
Michael Jordan of this shit.
Wow.
The king of raw and B. Let's go.
King of raw and B.
All right. Well, Dick Cannon, we thank you so much for coming through and joining us on Lip Service for the first time. This was amazing.
First time I ever done this.
You're very busy, so you know we understand that.
I
knew one day you would be here, though.
100%. Y'all need to have me on regularly.
We're glad to have popped your cherry. On Lip Service. Thank you so much, Nick Cannon. Make sure y'all listen to Raw and B. We're excited to watch the short film with you and Jessica White.
I'm so excited.
And to have y'all come back here together.
I want, we got to come back on here afterwards because y'all going to have some.
I can't wait I can't wait to see what she has to say about you.
There's some raw sex going on in that joint.
All right. Well, that's Lip Service.